Good morning, everybody. How are all of you? Oh, I'm so glad. Hang on here. Hold on. How are you guys doing? Okay, hang on. Look this way. Fabulous. That's for later. Okay. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I suspect there will not be many times in my career that three boys will fight over making lay. Today is one of those days. It's a good day. Grace to you and peace. That's where we begin. And I think that's the greeting that Jesus brings the crowd that day, those disciples, those people who are hanging around. Jesus says to them words that they did not expect to hear. I am the bread of life, he says. It's one of the first times in the Gospel of John that Jesus will say in a definitive way, I am something. And so we have to pay attention. And in this text, he says it more than once. He says, I am the bread of life. I am the bread that came down from heaven. I am the bread of life. Three times he says this incredible phrase that seems so strange to our ears. Well, the people do not receive this as good news. They say, who is this one who has the gall to say that he is the bread of life, that he will be the source and author of eternal life? They began to complain and they said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? We know his mom and dad. It's kind of like Elvis, you know, from some little town. Whole world went crazy over, they just go crazy over stars, except for the people who knew them back when they had diapers. They can't understand this Jesus as Messiah or anything special. He's just this ordinary boy who has shown up and gotten a little too big for his diapers. We're going to keep that theme going. And yet, as I shared with the kids, I think what's most remarkable about this text is not that this miracle person has shown up, this Son of God, this Messiah which was called out of nowhere and into everything, but rather that God uses the incredibly ordinary for the extraordinary act of giving life for all time. That phrase, I am the bread of life, in some ways sums up our relationship with God. Bread is the most basic of foods. The other night we had some people over, some Marines over, and we had, you know, steak and everything else kind of around the table as we were feeding these families. But what was the favorite thing on the whole table? It was the bread. At one point, one of the guys said, no, you could have just done the bread, and it would have been a meal. I agree with him. I love bread. Although I have to say, when he took the last piece and took the whole stick of butter on it, I was cheering him on. With gusto. But is there anything more ordinary or simple than bread? Flour, leaven, salt, water. That's it. The stuff of the elemental earth kneaded together into something that is not only delicious, but also sustaining and unfortunately fattening. But it's so basic. And that's the symbol that Jesus becomes in this text. I am the bread of life, the stuff that gives nourishment and wholeness and love. One of the very first times I ever went into my in-law's house was on a Sunday morning in Oaks, Oklahoma. And it was right after church. And I have to say that to this day, the smell of baking bread is for me the smell of love. For my whole life, the only bread I ever knew came in a plastic bag. And it was white. And it was enriched. It was not the bread of life. It was the bread of the Rainbow Bakery. But there's something powerful in that symbol. It is more than just food. It's more than just stuff that we put in our mouths. It is for Jesus and for us the stuff of life. And God over and over and over again uses the ordinary to accomplish extraordinary feats. Poor Elijah, the prophet, he's just a nobody. He doesn't want to be a prophet. He doesn't want to be famous. He doesn't want any of that. And in fact, in that first reading for today, he is to the point of despair where he simply wants to lie down and die. I'm just too plain for this kind of work. And he lays his head down on the rock underneath the broom tree and just awaits death. And he wakes up and someone has cooked a loaf of bread on the hot rock. If you grew up in Arizona like I did, you would not think that that was an unusual thing. And he ate of the bread, and he ate of the bread again, and then it sustained him for 40 days. Ordinary stuff, doing extraordinary work. The bread of life. And the same, I think, holds true for us. So often in the church, we're looking for that extraordinary thing, that extraordinary program, that's something that we can do that will absolutely make a splash in the newspapers, but I'm not sure that's what God's up to. The work of the church, our work together, is more like baking bread. It's simple things. Wheat, and water, and salt, and leaven. The elements of our lives, kneaded together in love, that the world might be fed. Not just with food that we put in our mouths, but with food that feeds the world's soul. You are just ordinary elements that God is kneading into something extraordinary, not for yourself. Even Jesus says, I didn't come for my own will, but for the sake of the world. God is kneading us and putting us in the oven and sending that aroma around the earth for the sake of the healing of the world. That's a big job for ordinary people. It's a big calling for mere loaves of bread. And yet we become for Christ the stuff of eternal life. This text in the end is all about grace and about love, that we will be taught by God and that God will never abandon us. And in not abandoning us, we will never abandon the world. As Jesus is bread for those disciples and for those who were gathered that day, God has called us to be the body of Christ, bread for the world. The good news is that you don't have to be extraordinary. It's one of the things I love about the church. There is room for everyone. No matter how ungifted or ordinary any of us are, there's something for you to do and to be for the sake of Christ. For goodness sake, even I made it through seminary, which is shocking. But more importantly, God is doing God's work in you. and the sciences and service and ordinary work, in conversations that you have with one another and with strangers, God is taking your ordinary life and doing extraordinary things with it. Every time I think that there is no hope, I remember that God has said to us, I am the bread of life and I will always be with you, and you are my body. I will always be with you. So though Jesus talks about raising us up on the last day and in the resurrection that we will all be a part of that, really in the end it is about being bread now. Right now. And always. And so God needs us, grace upon grace, love upon love, strings us together in a lay for the world, and drapes us over the shoulders of the poor and the hungry, and all who need to hear God, and wraps us in an embrace of peace. That day Jesus came to the people and said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. And so we eat bread and drink wine, bathe in the waters of God's baptism, and we are remade as bread for the world. Amen.